every time it's here. We'll pick you up and dust you off when you're done with Everclear. We're the ones, have some fun, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. The show you gotta hear. We'll bring you back from smoking crack. When you're done, Recovery 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Teddy for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for NAAAOACAGAPASLASLAACRRMMDRAHAPAFACMAMOUSC.
DRA.
Dual Recovery Anonymous?
Yeah.
Actually, it's called. No, it is. No. Wait. It used to be DDA. Never mind.
What was. Dual Diagnosis, Anonymous?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Welcome. To Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly
and Mark
and Magic, who's here for another show.
Magic, you want to say hello?
Not so much.
Nope.
Guess not.
I've never heard Magic really bark, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, one time I did when Tony wouldn't let her off the leash to go and, like, accost a couple of little kids. She kind of made a noise.
You know what I was going to say to Magic the dog? Like, cat got your tongue? So.
Wow, that just kind of hung there, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. Cat got your tongue. Didn't really strike a comedic. Oh, you know what?
What?
In our area, the Los Angeles area, yeah. I am so, so very sad.
Why?
KLOS Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Mark and Brian retired.
Yeah, we know.
Oh.
They retired. My favorite all-time morning talk show.
Didn't we talk about this on a show like two weeks ago?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
No. Maybe we were just talking about it before the show.
Yeah. And you know who's going to take their place?
Who?
Yeah.
The Morning Talk people from KROQ.
Kevin and Bean?
No. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank? I think it's only Heidi and Frank.
Well,
isn't that
Kevin
where they're...
Kevin and Bean?
Well, no. Well, who's... Then what channel is Frosty, Heidi, and Frank from?
I don't know, but Kevin and Bean were on
K-Rock. It's not Kevin and Bean.
Okay, Kevin and Bean have been on K-Rock for
And it's
years.
Not going to be Frosty either, but it's Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank were on... KABC for a while.
Were they?
Yeah.
They're going to be the new morning people. They start on Tuesday.
And almost no one in our listening audience really gives a diddly doo darn.
We get more downloads in the LA area than any other single area, so some of them will. And Mark and Brian
syndicated.
So what I'm imagining is the next guys will probably go into that same syndication slot at those other stations as well.
Well, if they're syndicated, they can still play old Mark and Brian's for years to come.
Well, no. It's syndicated as in the live show goes out to a number of stations. So it would seem to me that it would be easiest for a station that already had a syndicated program from Los Angeles to take the next guys as well, at least for a while to see how they go. So it could be people all over the U.S. I know that was damn exciting, wasn't it? You know what that means.
What?
Well, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Shelly doesn't quite have the commitment I'd like to see, but it's okay.
She's a youngin'.
KMA.
She is. Oh, my. This is a follow-up. This is an update. Shout-out for the boozy news to yours truly... Do you remember the
cop? Your arm patting yourself.
No wonder
the
your
back
shoulders
end.
Bothering you so
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
Do you remember the coffee pot pee lady?
No.
Didn't we do the thing on her where she was peeing in the coffee pot at work?
Yes,
oh, yeah.
We did.
Okay, I don't remember.
You
it, but
did
go
it.
Ahead.
Well, eight people are seeking $600,000 apiece in damages in a lawsuit. Involving the woman, she was convicted of repeatedly urinating into the office coffee pot.
That's illegal?
If you're going to serve the coffee to the employees, it's probably not legal. And the wives of the plaintiffs, the wives of four of them, are seeking an additional $200,000 apiece. Because apparently the husbands will not go freely mingle in society because others are making jokes about them drinking pee.
Yet those people all have in common before the lawsuit? Don't have a pot to piss in.
Oh, wow, Magic the dog just started looking at me hardcore.
You just said something sexual to the dog without realizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, let's go get it on.
Magic looked over his shoulder like that one guy did to you and went, I'm not
gay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And now, she was originally sentenced to 30 days in county jail. She pled guilty to a misdemeanor count of creating a criminal nuisance. Now, state police said Jones had urinated on several occasions into a glass coffee pot used by other airport personnel and pilots. She was reportedly mad about being passed over for a promotion or something. They became involved after the tower manager reported a strong odor emanating from the coffee machine.
She must have had asparagus the night before.
I was just thinking that would, it would make her pee extra smelly if she had asparagus.
The odor warned employees of a problem before any tainted coffee was used, police said. And no sickness was reported.
Why are the people suing for drinking pee coffee if they did?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Employees cleaned the coffee machine several times, but the odor never went away. Officials said a sample of yellowish liquid was taken from the machine and sent to a lab for testing. The results revealed the substance was urine. So state police set up video surveillance above the coffee machine and caught Jones urinating into the pot, then pouring the urine into the coffee machine. Even though they said that no one ever did it, my suspicion is that at least a couple people did it at first.
You know what else is good about
that? The smell would not have been so strong.
You know what else is good about that?
What's that?
You could put the video online and get $2.95 for each
from
view.
Dudes in Japan.
Yeah.
They're the guys that watch that creepy
my,
stuff.
My partner worked at a facility one time and...
That filmed people peeing in cups?
Yeah. No. And he had a... There was a soda machine, a fountain, and he noticed that the Dr. Pepper tasted really funny coming out of the machine. And after checking things out and trying to figure out why it tasted funny there but not on any of the other machines in the park, he realized that instead of hooking up the water line...
Oh, no.
They had hooked up one of the clean-out lines from one of the pools to the machine.
Oh, so it's full of chlorine.
And it was a clean-out line, so it was... And whatever else came out, yeah.
So. Ooh. Wow. That's just not good. I love this one.
So anybody who wants to file an old suit against Raging Waters...
Sydney, Australia. A man describing himself as a passionate masturbator... Admitted, yeah, exactly. Admitted that he spiked his own drink with Rohypnol.
Why?
Why?
He apparently wanted to rape himself. I don't know.
Well, but then if you spiked your own drink, you wouldn't be able to
How do you know if you did?
Yeah, and you probably wouldn't be able to because he'd be passed out.
Well, listen, the man told police he deliberately set out to prey on his own company. By slipping the potent pill into his vodka and tonic while he wasn't looking. He's going to drug himself when he's not looking.
How many personalities does this guy have?
I was really on the hunt for some self-abuse.
I dated his sister.
The man said, and when I saw this bottle bit of hand leaning on the bar, this bottle bit of hand leaning on the bar... He saw his hand leaning on the bar, and he slipped himself a Mickey. And the next thing I knew, I was taking myself back to my place. This is completely serious, out of a newspaper. Police have described the man as one of several predator masturbators currently operated in watering holes around the inner city of Sydney.
In fact,
it's fair to say that most Sydney bars are full of wankers, a police spokesman said.
It's illegal to... sexually attack yourself?
I think it's illegal to use Prohibnol at
on
all.
Yourself?
I think so. I've never... It's a date rape drug. You'd have to have a prescription for it for some reason if you had it.
So he was out with himself.
He saw his hand on the bar.
And he slipped himself a drug when he wasn't looking.
Yeah, he tried to slip himself a drug when he wasn't
looking. So he could go home and do something he wouldn't remember doing to himself.
Yeah.
If he could even do it, because he'd be passed out. The whole point of prohibnol is to pass out.
There might be a whole rash of this and we don't even know about it.
We could be doing it to ourselves. We wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Is that what that jar of pills was next to your bed? Prohibnol? No, when you go to sleep so early. It's like I always say, I'm going to have sex with myself. I know what I like. Or actually, I may not want to, and I'll have to drug myself.
At least it's sex with somebody I know loves me.
Here you go. You ready for this?
We're ready.
Bill W. may have been correct. LSD could help treat alcoholism. A study suggests that LSD could be used to help people overcome alcoholism. Norwegian University of Science and Technology have theorized a single dose of the Class A drug has a significant beneficial effect on alcohol abuse.
You know what's really funny?
Huh.
No problem finding volunteers for the study.
No. Now, they reached the conclusion after analyzing studies of the drug, LSD, between 66 and 70, 1966 and 1970.
Oh, thank God. I thought they were doing it on people who ages 66 to 70.
Yeah, perfect. 59% of the subjects given LSD showed reduced levels of alcohol misuse compared with 38% in a group that did not receive any.
You know why? They kept reaching for the bottle and missing.
Well, you know what I think it was?
They were too stoned to care.
Yeah, they were on acid. What would they be drinking for? This effect maintained for 6 months after taking the LSD, the study said, according to the BBC. But after a year, it completely disappeared. Given the evidence of a beneficial effect of LSD on alcoholism, it's puzzling why this treatment approach has been largely overlooked.
How big was the dose, though? Because they would have to do it at a level that would not produce hallucinations
or something. It said it was also suggested that more regular dosing could have long-term benefits, while higher levels of abstinence were also recording in those taking the hallucinogen. So if they get you really fried,
you won't drink.
Maybe it would last longer.
And you could still take cakes at AA.
You could. Oh, this is classic. NBC News. Now, one of the big stories in the last month or so is Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon, passed away.
Right.
NBC announced the death of astronaut Neil Young. First man to walk on the moon, died at 82. Now, you know, Neil Armstrong, an American hero, was the first man to walk on the moon. Died on Saturday after a few weeks after heart surgery. But NBC updated its story and added an editor's note acknowledging the error in the initial headline. The pressure to get the news out quickly has led to other high-profile errors of late, including CNN erroneously reporting on a Supreme Court ruling regarding President Obama's health care plan. Neil Young is undoubtedly much relieved to find out he's still alive. And then I had to add this myself. Southern man don't need him around anyhow. It's a Lynyrd Skynyrd song.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Remember?
Yeah, I know.
Mr. Young will remember.
Right.
Southern man don't need him around anyhow.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Okay.
Thanks. What? Come on, Jenny.
I'm nothing.
Oh.
Knock yourself out.
Our old friend, country singer, Randy Travis.
What's Randy again? Issue now?
Back in the news again.
This is like the fourth time in 3 weeks.
More trouble.
Is he going for the Britney Spears
for Randy Award? Randy Travis.
He's getting the Lindsay trophy.
Yeah, but she's got the postdoctorate.
He was at his church.
Naked?
Again?
No. In the morning. This is the second church thing.
Yeah.
He was involved in a fisticuffs in the parking lot. in Texas early in the morning. Law enforcement officials tell us cops responded to the church at 1 a.m. 1 a.m. What he's doing at church at 1 a.m., we don't know.
He's out for a stroll.
About receiving a tip about two men fighting in the parking lot.
He was feeling the power.
Randy Travis was taken to the hospital after the fight. And one source tells us Randy appeared to be extremely intoxicated. The fight was over a woman.
Duh, Rooney.
Attempts to reach Travis were unsuccessful, probably because he was either in the hospital or passed out. This is like the third or fourth event.
This is the fourth.
Can we go on record right now to say officially that Recovery 101 is saving Randy Travis's seat?
Yes, we actually, you guys actually said that last week. And
we still are.
Yeah, because we had the one story like 2 weeks ago, and then last week we had two stories in one, yeah. And now this one is four.
Well, we're saving him a seat and a pair of pants.
Yeah, because, what was it, twice he showed up naked? Once
naked,
on the lawn of the church, he was passed out naked on the lawn, and then the other one in his truck.
This one is only a blurb, but I found it interesting but strange. We're all familiar with the movie The Matrix, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Good movie, rockin' movie, the original one, great movie, right?
Right.
Larry Wachowski was the co-director. Wachowski. Was the co-director of The Matrix.
Same one. Yes.
His name is now Lana Wachowski.
Didn't we do this one? Like 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. This is her picture now.
Yeah. Old story.
Yeah, we did
really?
This one. Yeah.
Well, now I'm bummed. I don't remember it.
Never mind.
Not a real attractive woman, either.
No, she kind of looks like a Muppet.
Now, let's see if I missed any here, because, like I said, I didn't have time to get too many of them. Let's see.
You had one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Mark, let's hear it.
Reliance Stadium.
Yeah.
During a preseason NFL football game.
Where is that?
Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Some right-thinking, bright individual decided from the third level up that he was going to slide down the banister of the escalator.
Ooh.
That's always a smart idea. Yikes.
Witnesses described the sound his body made when it hit the ground three levels down.
What was that, splat? I mean.
The next line of the story was, alcohol may have been involved.
Oh, my God.
I was like, really?
That's a no-brainer.
It may have been.
And it's for him, it really is a no-brainer now.
It really is.
His brain is being washed off the concrete.
He landed with a sickening thud.
Wow.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier because that reminded me of a story that I think Fran sent in that I didn't do, but this woman's parents were suing a country club back east because she got drunk and then decided to go sliding down the banister of the grand ballroom thingy, you know, the steps, but the banister was actually partially circular at the top, so she made the curve and went woo right off the thing and fell down to her death. And the judge that read the case threw it out because he said she was 25, she got drunk on her own. They are not liable for her stupidity.
Oh, wait, there is another story. I don't know how I missed it. There is another story. No, let me find
it. Finish your story while he's looking, Shelly.
Oh, I was done.
Oh, okay.
No, there is another one. I just need to find it. I don't know where it went. I'm bummed now because now I don't find it. But what it had to do with is it was an update. It was an update on the guy.
Mark's still waiting.
Don't you like being on this side of it, Shelly?
No, the guy that put his. There was a guy a few weeks ago who had put firecrackers between his butt cheeks. Like he was at a fireworks show and put fireworks between his butt cheeks.
Okay.
And the update is he went to court and he went to court because they were illegal fireworks.
Illegal
to start
discharge
with.
Of fireworks.
In a public place.
Right.
And he was facing like up to 60 days.
Uh-huh.
And after looking at photographs of the guy's buttocks and backside of his
leg,
nutsack
genitalia
area,
yeah,
the judge decided that he had suffered enough and he commuted his sentence.
Okay.
And that, my friends, is the end of the boozy news. Sweet.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Welcome back.
Your dreams are your ticket out.
Welcome back, Shelley.
To the same old place that you laughed about.
Though the names have all changed since you've been around.
I'm going to change my name and go on the witness protection program.
You are.
Sticking away from us.
I actually brought her back from the meeting with that today. Welcome back. And she looked at me. She said, I don't need to hear that anymore.
Yeah, it's the end of that for today. Unfortunately, now here we are.
Well, it's because you told me I couldn't do it tonight. And you actually laid it out there as like this challenge to me.
Yes, it was a big challenge.
I better not hear this again tonight. Really?
Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. So I did.
What?
That was like the dare. I better not hear this again.
Yes.
Guaranteeing.
Well, I didn't do that.
Guaranteeing
it's going to happen.
Yeah, I guess so.
Shelly, we just want to help you.
Okay.
It's one alcoholic helping another.
We have finally reached the end of a topic.
Oh, you're going to go get
and
me some
now,
ice cream?
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain. Step 12, it is the time we talk of you, of this I'm certain. Hey, that was not bad.
I even rhymed it, baby.
So, Shelley, what's step 12?
Having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to others and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
We can have affairs?
You can try.
I think the optimum word there is having had a spiritual awakening
as the result
of these steps. Do you ever get those guys, they're on like step 3, they're like, where's my spiritual awakening? I haven't had it yet. And it's like,
I'm carrying the message.
Yeah, it's like, dude,
you're still carrying the mess.
Yeah,
I just got 13 days, and I'm really into carrying the message.
Yeah,
yikes!
You're carrying the mess.
God told me to do this. We have a friend that was saying that
just
all
one.
The time.
Just
I just know that God's directed me to do this. I'm like, dude, you got like one day again. Oh yeah, no, I know what's God laid it all out for me today. Mm-hmm. Okay. He went to, matter of fact, visited a facility run by our sponsors. So, Mark, as a matter of fact, Mark was of service that day.
I was.
Gave an individual a ride a pretty fair distance to go.
I went further to get drugs.
Then you went a long damn way to get drugs. I don't think that I ever drove that far. Oh, you know what? No, I did, because when I was in Oregon, sometimes the next town is like 25, 30 miles, 40 miles.
Mm-hmm.
But step 12, What do you think, Mark? Step 12.
Well, I do my best on a regular basis to try to carry the message of recovery. And I practice these principles in most of my affairs.
Most? That says all.
He's being realistic.
Progress. Okay. Progress.
True. The loophole. Progress, yeah, not loophole. Perfection.
That's right.
Several loopholes in the book, actually. Yeah. It's like where it talks about going and making amends to a guy that you really pissed off. It might be a mistake to go up and say, hey, here I am. And it says, that's called leading with the chin. And I'm like, so what are you saying there? Don't make the amends? I'm not quite sure.
Maybe make them from a distance. From a distance.
By phone. So, Shelley, what do you think about step 12?
It's nifty.
What do you think, Bruce?
Is that it, Shelley? It's nifty?
I am so hitting the wall. I'm so tired. I was up until about 1 o'clock in the morning watching Bewitched.
Lightweight.
I was up till 1 o'clock.
That's pretty late for me.
The other night I was watching Dark Shadows till 4:30 in the morning.
Well, step 12, I have found that in my experience to be an interesting step. I didn't get the spiritual awakening part, but my sponsor had me out doing 12-step stuff with her fairly quickly. And I was supposed to be giving rides to people, and you know, and I used to do little things on my own, like, you know, putting directories in the books on alcoholism at the library that people, so people.
That's awesome,
Shelley. Had you done the other 11 steps?
No, I have not completed the other.
It says having
steps.
Had a spiritual awakening as a result,
right,
of these steps.
That's what I'm saying.
And then she's
I
like, I didn't get my spiritual awakening.
Okay, so,
but even though I hadn't had the spiritual awakening, what I'm saying is that it's kind of one of those steps. It's like, even though you haven't gotten to the part where you're supposed to be practice mm-hmm. these principles and carry the message and all that, mm-hmm. you know, your sponsor is going to take you on things mm-hmm. and bring other newcomers, you know. Mm-hmm. And my sponsor was always saying, well, we're going to go pick up this other girl. You'll really like her. You should talk to her. I mean, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have much to say or much to contribute, but I think it was just me being there that she would drag me along because it made other newcomers feel more comfortable that there was somebody there in the same boat with them. Mm-hmm. So,
a friend of mine in the program likes to share in men's stag meetings that, remember, the important thing is we carry the message. We don't deliver it.
Well, the big book says, and I'm a big fan of the big book. Not that I'm not a fan of other books. It's just the big book's the original and seems to work pretty good. It says there is no way to ensure your sobriety or your recovery, I should say, more than helping another alcoholic or, in this case, and or addict. You know, mm-hmm. And it talks about also about how this is a part of the program you must not miss. Mm-hmm. And it goes on to talk about all the weird things that can happen. Your phone may jangle at any time of the day or night.
Answer it.
A drunk may smash the furniture in your house or wipe out treasured crockery.
Kick his ass.
But you need to do this to stay sober.
Kick his ass.
And, you know, and it goes all the way back to Bill, who's on shaky ground. He's away from home, he's traveling, and he's in his hotel, and the bar is down at the end of this way, and there's a phone over here with the church directory. He calls the church directory, and he goes and works with Dr. Bob and cements his recovery. And, you know, step 12, working with others, isn't always about necessarily being the sponsor sponsee. I mean, you can work with others in a variety pack. If you don't have that much time, mm-hmm. you can give a ride to someone to a meeting.
Yeah, that's what
you know,
me do.
Which is tantamount to really helping that person. You can take commitments. You can be a literature person. You can be a copy person. If they don't have a thing for you to do, which most meetings probably would, unless it's a big meeting, you can be a greeter at the door. You can volunteer to do something the meeting doesn't already do. Like, maybe the meeting doesn't have a phone list. You could make a phone list. There's a lot of things that you can do to be of service. Putting a dollar in the basket, or in this case, it should probably be $2 or more, is being of service, you know, helping clean up after the meeting, putting the chairs back right, picking up cigarette butts on the ground where they're not supposed to be and putting them in the appropriate things. All those things are being of service. You know, working with others. When you get some time, sponsor people. I know people with time that don't sponsor anybody. And I'm like, I know a guy right now, he's got a year more than I do. He's coming up on 24 years, and he doesn't sponsor. I've never known him to sponsor anyone. And it's like, really? 24 years and you're not giving away what's been so freely given you? Yikes.
I spent some time today. I was after a meeting. There was a guy with 13 days. Kind of hanging back as I was leaving the meeting. And that's usually a sign.
Yes.
And so I stood in the parking lot with him for about a half hour and talked to him about his story and what had gone on. He has 13 days. He had 10 months.
Ouch.
And he became secretary of a meeting, showed up at the meeting one night. Nobody else showed up. He was the only one there. And he went out and got loaded because he thought he had something to do with that.
That's a bit presumptuous.
Last night...
Regardless of whether it's presumptuous, I could see where he might feel.
Yeah. Last night, I'm home watching a football game. Halftime of the football game, there's a meeting. Starts in 20 minutes. I had been to a meeting the night before. I was going to a meeting the next day. I had been to a meeting the night before that. I had no intention of going to a meeting. I had a football game. I had chili.
I can't believe you went.
But I went to the meeting because I noticed the meeting has, the attendance has been very hot and cold for the meeting. I got to the meeting. I got there about 2 minutes late. The secretary's standing out front smoking a cigarette. He's the only one there. I know he's got about 14, 15 months of sobriety. I walk in, and he's got this look on his face. And I said, well, here we are. He goes, I don't know what to do.
Have a meeting.
I said, we have a meeting. And he goes, well, nobody's here. I said,
oh, thanks a lot.
We're here.
No, you and I are here.
Where two or more are gathered.
That's what I told him. So we read a little. He shared. I shared. And then we decided to have a discussion. We were there for about 1 hour and 10 minutes. We had a meeting. It was really cool because the only thing I knew about this guy was he was secretary of the meeting because he never shared in the meeting. He was just the secretary.
Right.
And got an opportunity to talk to him, got an opportunity to get to know him. It was a great meeting for me. I got to know a new person in the program in an area that I just recently moved into.
Right.
So, you know, we got all done and he was like, man, I really appreciate it. I said, appreciate what? I said, thanks. You know. And so I told him, I said, these are what meetings are. When a couple people show up, you have a meeting. When 50 people show up, you have a meeting. A meeting is a meeting.
I shared this before on the show a long time ago, but there was a New Year's Eve time. And I was secretary of a Thursday night meeting. I go to the meeting. My friend Matt shows up at the meeting. And nobody else shows up. And we talk to each other for a while. We bust out the stuff. We put out the literature. We made a pot of coffee. He read something. I read something. He read something. We did the seven tradition, which we collected about $15 that night, which was amazing because we were the only two there. We just both kicked in heavily for it. And he shared for a while. I shared for a while. We're sitting shooting the shit. And we thought, how long should we wait? Because it had been a good hour. You know, meeting goes an hour and a half. No sooner had we said that, the door flies open. This guy comes in and goes, oh, my God, I knew you guys would be here. I knew that people in program would be here. And I'm thinking, I'm glad it was Matt and I. Because I've had people, my own sponsees, that messaged me before said, there's only two people here. What should we do? Have a meeting is what you should do. And then I get a message back from the same guys like 15 minutes later. Oh, we have six people now. Yeah, if you had left when you called and, you know, messaged me and asked what you should do.
They have left.
Those other four people wouldn't have gotten any recovery.
Those people have left.
Those people have left.
Well, not all of them. No. Not all of them. No, I know the one.
Well, and then there was the meeting like the next week that after the event when they all left after like 5 minutes, because you and I showed up at like quarter after and there was no one there.
Yeah, we showed up at quarter after. We're like, where is everybody?
You don't know how to do a meeting on time?
I can't remember what we were doing.
We were out visiting your dad in the hospital.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, pass. Mr. Smarty Pants.
All right, pass.
Mr. McBossy Pants.
Like a week later at the Thursday meeting, there were like four of us. And I got to tell you, the temptation is just to go to coffee. But we stayed.
But you have coffee.
And one of the reasons why we stayed is because our friend Michael, who often sits in the peanut gallery, was afraid of you. He's like, no, my sponsor says. I said, I know. It's the right thing to do. Fine, we'll stay. And we had the meeting.
I am as positive I would be as I could be that if Michael was the only one in a meeting, he probably wouldn't sit and start the meeting right then because he's the only one there, but I'll bet he would hang.
He would wait for a while.
He would wait for a long time.
I would wait for a while, but my limit, if I'm there by myself, my limit is a half an hour. Primarily because I would be alone in a concrete room in a hospital, and I'm a woman. I don't want to sit in a room alone in a concrete, you know, by myself if I'm a woman. I just don't want to.
It's not like it's a mental hospital or anything.
You know what I would do? You know what I would do if I was alone and I was the only person in a meeting?
Fap, fap, fap. Oh.
No.
Jeez, Bruce.
I sit in chairs with different people.
Would you use different voices?
I would.
My name's Fred, and I'm an alcoholic.
I'd ask the speaker questions and stuff like that.
You know the questions he'd be asking to be like.
So some newcomer would walk by the room and look in, and it would just freak them out.
That guy must be.
What meeting is this?
That guy must be here for an evaluation. Can you imagine? You ask the speaker questions. Yeah. Why are you so great, man? Well, I got to tell you, because I've been sober for a long time. Yeah. How come you're so hot? How'd you become such a sexy beast? Well, you know.
Oh, totally not talking about that. But one thing that did kind of tick me off, though, is that Thursday night meeting that is there come hell or high water, even on Thanksgiving, which is a Thursday, we're there every Thanksgiving.
Every week? Every time?
There was an AA meeting down the hall from us.
That was dark.
That canceled the meeting because it was Thanksgiving.
Wait, no. That was the year that Thanksgiving, Christmas Eve, and New Year's Eve all fell on Thursday.
Yes.
They canceled all three of them because nobody drinks on Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve.
No, they never
drink. And you know what happened
to
that meeting?
It went gone.
I remember we walked up for the Thanksgiving meeting that year. It was a couple years ago. And the secretary was sitting outside the meeting on a chair. And I'm like, what are you doing out here? And he said, oh, and just in case anybody came by, I wanted to let him know the meeting was canceled. I'm like,
why?
What?
If somebody comes by, you have a meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we actually got a couple of people that were supposed to
go to that. A couple of alcoholics that wandered in and go, is this the meeting?
It's a meeting.
We said it's CA, but it's good enough. You know, we don't go for anything that affects you from the neck up.
That's right.
And they're like, alcohol affects me from the neck up. Yeah, have a seat.
Yeah. We have a chair for you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, we've talked about the Thanksgiving. I think the three of us were at a meeting. Our friend Brenda showed up.
Yeah.
And four of us had a meeting. And about halfway through the meeting, a girl came in just, thank God you guys are here. She'd had her first Thanksgiving with family since she had gotten clean and sober.
Yes.
And it was not the greatest evening of her life.
And after that, she needed a meeting.
Yes, she did. And there was one there.
You know, those are all examples of working with other, you know. I don't know how many people I've sponsored over the time. I've got a grip right now. I've got like seven or eight right now. And not everyone stayed sober. But I have.
It worked perfectly.
And you know what? There's guys, you know, I sponsored my friend James for a while. You know, James coming up on 22 years in this coming June, so he just had 21. Or no.
Yeah.
No, he just had 22.
Had
20. Oh. He had 22. Because
right,
next time he'll have 23, because he's 6 months behind me.
Okay.
And I'll have 23 in a couple more months. But, you know, I've got a couple guys right now that are a couple 2.5 years. You know, I got a couple guys that are in the 6 to 8 month. Got three guys that are newer. And you know what? That's just the way it works. I make myself available to people. I have never turned down a request to sponsor. I've never turned down a request to go help someone. Matter of fact, Mark was just saying earlier, hey, want to come out on this day to share at a meeting? I'm like, yeah, okay. I don't know if I'm working then or not, but when it gets to that time, I will arrange to not be working so I can go to it. And, it's like the gal. I get a message on Facebook. You live in Southern California, right? Mark just had a similar experience lately, too.
Yeah.
Will you come and speak at my meeting? Sure. Just remind me the day before so I can make sure that I know where I'm going. And she goes, okay. So I said, by the way, where is it? She goes, Lancaster. Now, Lancaster.
It's a trek.
It's a hike. I can go to San Diego as fast as I can go to Lancaster. I can go to Palm Springs as fast as I can go to Lancaster. And I went. And it was awesome. You went too, right? Didn't you go out there?
No, I didn't go out there. I was, I recently talked to somebody because there was a request. Somebody needed speakers for a meeting. And I called her and said, so-and-so said you needed speakers for your meeting. I'm available on, you know, on these Saturdays. And she goes, oh, I forgot speakers for those two. But can I call you another time? I said, you can call me anytime you want. She goes, okay. She said, I really appreciate it. I said, where's your meeting? Santa Barbara.
Oh, see, I would totally do that.
Oh, so I don't. Let me know a few weeks ahead of time. I'm booking a room for the weekend.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll go to Santa Barbara for sure.
Yeah.
You want to go?
Sure. Have I ever been there? I don't think so.
Who'd you take, Bruce? Uh-oh. Wow. This
Have you ever been to Santa Barbara?
Who's the lead out music by?
Let's see. Where did we rent horses at on our honeymoon?
Oh.
We went to Ventura on our honeymoon.
That's right next to Santa Barbara.
And we drove north
to Santa
to
Barbara.
Go rent horses.
Dude.
I
have no sense of direction. You know this.
That's, you know
All
what?
I know is that we went to Ventura for our honeymoon. If
you know
went other places around there, I wouldn't.
Do you know what was cool?
We
went on this horseback riding thing with this guy. He was a really cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're riding through this one area, and the guy looks over, and he goes, oh, you see that over there? And I go, yeah. He goes, you know what that is? We're like, no. And he goes, that's Reagan's Ranch. And remember he said that he stopped one time he's riding up there, and there's this guy out fixing his fence. You remember this?
Vaguely, I guess.
There's a guy out fixing his fence, and he stops to help him. And he gets rushed by, like, four Secret Service guys that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And he goes, and he goes, oh, my God. He goes, it was Ronald Reagan's out there fixing his fence. He goes, I don't know what I expected, but I didn't expect the ex-president of the United States out there with a hammer and stuff fixing his fence. So Reagan tells the Secret Service agent guys to get lost because this guy's just helping him with the fence. And then asks him if you want to go back and have lemonade at the house with him and Nancy. And the guy's like, you know, I was a Democrat, and he goes, but, God, I always thought this guy was, I don't know why, he goes, I always thought this guy was like such a bastard, and he goes, maybe it's because he wasn't president anymore, he was like so cool. He was like, you know, he had ridden his horse out there, found a break in the fence, went back and got some crap, came back to fix it. I'm like, there you go.
There you go.
So, Shelley.
Yes?
What would your final words be?
Right.
What would any words be about step 12? Yeah.
What are your final words on Reagan fixing his fence?
Well, I mean, I guess we kind of touched on the first part, the spiritual awakening part. That's the most important part for me. Carrying the message is important, and I have to work with others because that's what keeps me sober.
Yeah, that's pretty important for me.
But my life got a major reboot after the spiritual awakening part. You know, and I was at the point where I was completely miserable and questioning whether or not I should even bother with doing any writing or program or working with my sponsor or anything. It's so, you know, just stick with it. And it will happen.
Sweet. Mark.
And for me, it's the last part of step 12. Practicing these principles in all my affairs. When I do that, my life seems to work a whole lot better. When I take the things I've learned in this program and things I learned by doing the steps and I apply them to my life on a daily basis, it
Agreed.
Just works better.
I always go back on step 12 to the big book where it says, nothing ensures your sobriety more than working with another alcoholic. Not only does it help them, but it for sure helps me. Oh, I have to throw this in. I did not include this in the boozy news because the story was way too long for me to read and find out everything about. But there's a research facility. I want to say it was Norway. They think they may have developed a virus that only attacks cancer cells. And they haven't had any kind of human testing. That's why I didn't go through with the story. But it's something to watch out for. And the guy described it as an assassin that only shoots bad guys.
Oh, did they test it on apes yet? I saw this movie.
No. They've been testing it. They've only tested
it. Aerosolize it?
They've only tested it through computer analysis. But they want to start doing testing on rats and stuff here soon. But they think that there's a pretty good chance this stuff's going to work. So we'll have to stay up on that. I'd like to make mention that Shelly is wearing a Landshark Lager Company shirt. Turn around and let me see the back.
You gave me.
Landshark Premium Lager. The original Island Lager. And that is L-A-G-E-R, not L-O-O-L-O-G-G. Luger. Shelly.
Yes.
Someone's listening to the show.
Well, goody. Go to recovery101.net. Click on one of the shows. Click on like or permalink. And if you are a member of Podomatic, thank you. You've just added to our... You've been added to the collective. And it helps us with our numbers. It's
7 of 9.
Quite helpful, yes. If you're not a member, you have an opportunity to become a member. You can get updates on when we post the shows. You can friend us. You can follow us. You can put us on playlists. You can like old shows. You can comment on shows. And please leave us topic suggestions because, as you've heard from the previous show, we will use them.
Outstanding. Join the collective Borg.
They get top priority.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, join the Recovery 101 Borg. Only Star Trek fans will know what that is. Mark.
Yes.
Do we have any friends back east?
No.
Perfect.
Actually, we have Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go up onto our site, recovery101.net. You can scroll down and click the link. Actually, you can scroll down and check out the links and click the links of many of our sponsors.
Yes.
But if you click the 12-Step Gazette, it'll take you directly to his fine publication, which you can read online. You can get emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription, and he'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have an Alano Club or a recovery home or someplace where many of the sick gather, or many of we sick.
Like this studio?
Yeah, contact Bruce. Many gather here, and we have a box of them that show up here every time they come out. Because Bruce will send them out to you, and you can strew them about the place where others may read. If you are interested in a franchise, contact Bruce, and he will give you all the information you need to bring the 12-Step Gazette to your little corner of the world.
That's outstanding. I'd like to make mention here really quick. If you know someone, this isn't like you just know someone that's got a bunch of time in the program. Do you know anybody in the program that's in the Southern California area that is celebrity-esque? Somebody that's been sober that doesn't mind talking about it, wouldn't mind doing a little 12-step work with our Podomatic audience. You know, see if they've ever be interested in being on the show because we'd like to have them, and I think that would be cool. We have email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can join the crack advertising staff at recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Shelly made, we sure don't. Shelly made these candy thing. Does that tasted just like a Reese's peanut butter cup, didn't it? Like white chocolate mixed with peanut butter on a shtick.
Yeah.
If we deep fried that, we could sell it at the fair.
And I was in the midst of one when we hit that part of the show.
Yes, we were. Shelly?
Yes.
Who's the lead out music by?
Forever Amber.
For which one are you going to use?
Heroin Lies.
Everybody, try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
Good night, Magic.
Good night, Magic.
Take care of you.
Good night, John Boy.
Loves to hurt just because.